You want the cars.
Yes, ma'am.
He says they're my cars.
An ex is driven to tell his story.
Why did you put the cars in her name?
I thought we was gonna build up.
No.
A relationship and a future together.
No.
But the judge senses when she's being taken for a ride.
Your mouth is getting dry. You know what that says to me? That says to me that I'm getting a lot of baloney.
I ain't never did this before. My nerves is messing with me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Pearlene Williams White is suing her ex-boyfriend, Tommy Hughes, for the return of a Honda Accord, a GMC Envoy, and other belongings. Tommy is countersuing for the return of the title and license plates to his truck.
Order. All rise. This is case number 413 on the calendar, matter Williams White versus Hughes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Your last name is White?
Williams White, Your Honor.
Well, I'm not going to hyphenate that. What do you
White
want me to call you?
Thank you.
Great. This is what this case is about. I'm going to take it down to its bare bones. The two of you had a relationship on again, off again. The relationship is now over. During the time that you were, however, together, Mr. Hughes purchased two cars. You're going to tell me what kind of cars they were. There is no question and there is no issue that Mr. Hughes paid for those cars.
Yes, ma'am.
Those cars, however, are in your name.
Yes, ma'am.
Now you are no longer together and the relationship terminated badly.
Yes.
And he has the cars. You have the title.
Yes, ma'am.
And the tags.
Yes, ma'am.
You want the cars.
Yes, ma'am.
He says they're my cars. I want the tags and everything so that I can register them.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Is that basically what this case is about?
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Your counterclaim, you want your cars, which you have been unable to get.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because they're in your name.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because he put them in your name.
Yes, Your Honor.
And he wants to be able to drive them, which he can't do because you have all the paperwork.
Yes, Your
yes,
Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
There we go. Wonderful.
Yes, yes.
All the rest of it is nonsense.
Yes.
What year cars are they, Miss White?
A 2006 GMC Envoy and a 1999 Honda Accord.
Now, I'm going to ask you, Mr. Hughes, because according to you, you had lots of trouble with her on and off, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you put the cars in her name?
Because I thought we was going to build up.
No. I've been doing this job for almost two decades. So when someone starts to grin and move from side to side,
okay.
I know I'm going to be getting a lot of who shot John.
Right.
If you spent your money and bought these two cars and put them in her name, there's no question that you did it.
Because we was building?
You were building a what?
A relationship and a future together.
No. You don't put cars in her name because you're building a relationship. There are a couple of reasons that you put cars in her name, sir. Let me give you just a few.
I have an answer.
You
to
have
that.
No license.
Yes, I have.
You had a lot of DUIs, accidents, a whole bunch of other things, so the insurance was cheaper in her name. You had an ex-wife looking for you.
No.
Or you had outstanding child support obligations. You didn't want to. But there is a reason. I don't know what your reason is. I'm waiting for your reason, Mr.
That.
Hughes, but don't tell me it's because you were building a relationship. That's a lot of baloney.
I have three cars in my name already. I have my dad's car, I have a Mercedes, and a truck. They was in my name. She didn't have none, so I said, quite natural. We building together.
That doesn't sound natural to me. What does one person need five cars for?
Exactly. It was the gift,
I don't want to hear you.
I had three vehicles
so
in my
what?
Name already.
So what, they give you cheaper
insurance?
I didn't
know I could do more. Then insurance would have cost me more. I'd have to pay more insurance on all these cars to where I can only drive one at a time. So, you know.
Well, who was paying the insurance on? Your mouth is getting dry. You know what that says to me? That says to me that I'm getting a lot of baloney. Listen,
no.
Yeah.
I had a little tipsy over the weekend during the game.
Mr. Hughes.
Football game. I came out of Seattle.
Yeah.
Down here for the show. So, you know, I was a little rough yesterday when I got here, but I'm drying out now and straightening. I can go for some water. You know, my nerves. I ain't never did this before. My nerves is messing with me.
Mr. Hughes, listen to me. I'm not directing her to give you anything.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And I'm not directing him to give you anything. Nor am I giving you any money. Nor am I giving you any money. So this is what you have to do. You all have to decide which car each of you wants.
I want the SUV.
Just a second. If you decide that that's what you want to do, which means each of you will get one car. Otherwise, you can go about your business. You can go fight with marshals and try to retrieve your car. The car's in your name. You can go to his house and get them.
He has an electric gate, Your Honor. I can't get inside the gate to get anything.
Listen to me. That's not my problem.
I understand.
Understand this. You're not getting two cars.
I understand.
And how many cars did you purchase? How many cars did you purchase?
One.
Which one?
The 1999 Honda Accord. However, it needs a lot of work. He has a 2011 Mercedes-Benz.
How much did you pay for the 1999 Accord?
$2,000.
How much did it cost?
$3,500 at the time.
So he paid for the rest?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. Then that's the car you get. But the only way you get that car is if he gets the paperwork on the 2006 car. Do you understand? Do you understand?
I understand, Your Honor. Although I don't feel it's fair.
I don't care what you feel. What you feel is not important to me. You are getting a gift of $1,500. If you paid $2,000, the car cost $3,500, which he paid the rest on. You paid nothing for the 2006.
I've been paying car insurance on both cars.
Listen to me. You can either take nothing.
I understand.
And go back just the way you are, or right now, sign over the 2006 car to him. We will hold that until such time as you get the 1999 Honda. When you get possession of the 1999 Honda, he will get the paperwork on the 2006 car. If you want me to do that, I'm more than happy to do it. Otherwise, I will kiss you both goodbye. Do you get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you get it?
Perfectly.
What's your pleasure?
I'll go ahead and take that. I'm also requesting my clothes for me and my daughter.
I don't care about your clothes. I just told you what the case is about.
I'm going to give her all that stuff.
Great, I want her to have it. Perfect. Put it in the 1999 Honda that she gets back.
Yes, ma'am.
Put all the stuff that you have.
Listen to me.
This is not an audition, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Put all of her stuff in the 1999 Honda. When she picks it up, and that has been done, you have the title to the 2006 car?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Where is it?
It's here.
Good. Officer Byrd will have you sign it, and then he will take the title, and we will hold on to the title and the transfer until you get your 1999 car. Could you do that, Byrd? She's going to sign that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Your Honor, how about the trashing of my house?
I don't care.
Loud and clear, I hear you.
Now, Mr. Hughes, when is she going to get her 1999 Honda?
As soon as she wants. She can get it today if she wants to.
Perfect. Is it in running order?
Yes, ma'am.
No,
it's a good car.
No, Your Honor.
Listen, do you not want it?
I drive it.
Do you not want it?
He drives it with no license plates on it. Do you want it? Yes, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
On my property.
Just as all I know is if it drives, so she can get it today.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
As soon as she gets it with the clothes in it that you say that you have.
Yes.
I don't want you to come back and say, I didn't get all the clothes, I didn't get my daughter's things. I don't care about the clothes. Anything that you have, you put in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you get the title to the 2006 car. Am I wonderful?
You are great.
Perfect.
How do I know when she's got her stuff?
When you give it to her.
She lives in Virginia, and I'm in Alabama.
Oh, well, then she can't get it today.
Right, but I'm letting you know that, you know, she can have it anytime she get ready.
Just a second. Whenever you arrange for it, she wants a car. Listen to me. She wants a car.
Yes.
You want the other car.
Yes, ma'am.
Make it happen.
Thank you.
Let's do this.
Why is your excuse? Let me step out.
I'm fine with the decision.
Perfect. That's what I wanted.
He's an alcoholic. Let him go on with his 2000 GMC Envoy, and I'm going to still keep him moving.
I took care of that girl like she was a princess, but she come to this.
I left in peace and kept it moving.
I'm tired of being Captain Saber. I ain't saving none of them no more.
He abused me. He pushed me down, knocked me down, head-butted me and everything.
She ain't right there. You know, I ain't put my hands on her. My dad would kill me if I do something like that.
Get a younger man and keep it moving.
I can dance and shout. Hey!
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Tidwell versus Sprague Scheff. Step forward.
Jessica Tidwell is suing her ex-husband, Kenneth Scheff, and his employer, Ed Sprague, for the return of money she paid for a car.
Who's the ex-husband? And your last name is?
Sprague.
Mr. Sprague, you sold Miss Tidwell a car, and her ex-husband works for you.
Yes.
Do you have a car dealership, or is it a mechanic shop? What is
it? No, I'm retired due to my medical health problems. So when I need work done on my car, my roommate's car, other cars we may fix up, I call Kenny.
What's wrong with your health that you retired?
I have congestive heart failure, stage 3 kidney failure, sleep apnea, ADD.
And how long have you been receiving disability?
I don't receive disability.
What do you receive? Insurance?
Yeah.
Insurance.
In Arizona.
And what was your former business?
I used to drive truck for Swift Transportation.
Now, how was it that you sold Miss Tidwell a car? Was it your personal car?
Yes, I owned it.
And how many personal cars do you own?
3 and a motorcycle.
How many people live in your home?
Just 2.
Why do you need 3 cars and a motorcycle?
The one car was my mom's, and I kept it when she passed away. The other one I've had since high school. And the one is a 4-wheel drive that I use if I'm going to be going up in the mountains or towing something.
What would you be towing?
I've got jet skis and a boat.
And just getting there.
Just getting there.
You know, it's my own U.S. citizen curiosity.
I'm with you.
And the motorcycle?
I just ride it for pleasure.
And who uses the jet skis?
They haven't ran in probably 4 or 5 years. I used to.
Didn't sound like you said you use it for towing. Well, if you use it for the boat.
The boat, definitely.
Who uses the boat?
We all do. I've taken Kenny out on it and other friends of mine.
And you drive the 4-wheel drive and the boat up to where you have to launch it?
Correct.
And what kind of insurance do you have for your disability?
It's state insurance.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Whatever they tell you is, how old are you?
37.
Whatever they tell you was chattel when you sell a used car that is 13 years old.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jessica Tidwell claims her ex-husband's employer, Ed Sprague, sold her a vehicle that turned out to be a lemon. The defendant says the car was in good condition when Jessica took possession.
Now, so you sold Miss Tidwell a car. Miss Tidwell says that you sold her a lemon. This is the ex-husband. The ex-husband, you say, works for Mr. Sprague.
Correct.
When you say works for Mr. Sprague, describe the works for.
Well, actually, Mr. Sprague actually buys cars at auctions, and then he brings them home, you know, fixes them up, you know, supposedly fixes them up, I should say, and then in turn sells them.
Sells them.
I do know that he buys more than he is supposed to without a dealer's license. And Kenneth, my ex-husband, goes to work at his house every day and works on these vehicles until they're ready to be, you know, sold.
How long has your ex-husband been doing that?
Maybe 1.5, 2 years.
That's his only source of employment, working for Mr. Sprague.
As far as I know, he possibly might be doing some remodeling for my family right now, but I don't know.
What do you mean you possibly know he might be doing some remodeling for your family? What does that mean?
My stepbrother is having a house built, and Kenny kind of is handy with things, and so I know that they have contacted him to, you know, come over and help with some of the remodeling.
And does your former husband have any other source of income?
No. And I also know that he pays him in cash as well.
Of course he pays him in cash. But your husband doesn't receive any sort of disability or anything else. So this is what he does for a living.
Correct.
And why have you included your ex-husband in this lawsuit?
Because of the repairs that were done to the vehicle were done by my ex-husband. And so not only was I sold a lemon, but the repairs that were made actually either were made very poorly or never made. And I paid for them, which basically, you know, I paid him to do this stuff and then it didn't get done.
No, he's really not a party to this proceeding. Not in my judgment. So far, we'll see. Who is this gentleman?
This is my mechanic.
What year car did you buy from Mr. Sprague?
A 2001.
And how many miles was on the odometer?
On the odometer, it had like 137,000.
Okay, but so it was a lot of miles that you knew of. It even could have been more.
I was actually told by them that it had a rebuilt motor with only 30,000 miles on
it. Doesn't matter. Whatever they tell you is, how old are you?
37.
Whatever they tell you was chattel when you sell a used car that is 13 years old.
Correct.
It's this, it's that. It was driven by an old lady, especially Miss Tidwell, since you know that that's the way they make their living.
Correct. correct. I just
they make their living selling cars at auction and then putting them together and selling them for a profit. That's the way they make their living. So if he tells you, listen, the auction guy told me this car was driven by a 95-year-old lady to and from Rite Aid. That's something that you say, maybe, maybe not. Maybe it had been a total car. That's why you call, what do you call? A whole thing of advertisements this morning. Carfax or whatever else you call and get the, and get the history of a car.
I mean, the main
reason.
Even
I watched the commercial.
The main reason is, you know, I just thought I could trust him because my daughter has kidney disease and he did know that the car would be used to transport her to her doctor. So I thought,
you know what I mean?
That, I could trust
that him comes under the old
car.
Lady, you know, driving to the drugstore.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Mr. Sprague, you're already in a lot of trouble with your state insurance. They want to know why you're driving around in a motorcycle and schlepping a boat to go water skiing. How old are you?
58.
Well, I'm a lot older than you are. You know what I am, Mr. Sprague? Still working.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jessica Tidwell claims her ex-husband's employer, Ed Sprague, sold her a vehicle that turned out to be a lemon. The defendant says the car was in good condition when Jessica took possession.
Where is the car now?
It's actually has not been, doesn't
Where
run.
Where is the car
the,
now?
At the mechanic shop.
Just for my own information, because you really know you have no case, unless you have a written statement from them that guarantees the car for any particular time. You have no case. You buy a car, a used car, as is. Everybody knows that. Everything else is, you know, it's just puffing, right?
Right.
Right. Even your witness says it's right. When did you buy the car?
In July.
You have the bill of sale?
I don't have a bill of sale, no.
Just a second. Hey, I don't like hustlers on either side of the aisle. We've already tagged this team hustle. So either you're a contributor to the hustle. Why don't you have a bill of sale?
For two reasons. One, because, I thought I could trust him. So, you know, I handed him cash.
Trust is
didn't
nothing.
Get a
I mean, I trust people when I go in to buy a sweater or a pair of gloves or a pair of shoes, I get a bill of sale.
And I had the cashier's check in the amount of the money, the receipt. Actually, I did bring it with me, but I can't seem to find it.
You want to tell me anything else?
Well, I mean, the car doesn't pass emissions, so it's not, you can't legally, as far as I'm, you know, what I've been told, you can't sell a car like that. Can't get registered. So
first, you take it to another mechanic and have it checked out before you buy a used car that you know is coming from an auction. From somebody that buys cars at auction, so he doesn't say it's his own personal car, because he's a liar, Mr. Sprague.
Your Honor?
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Sprague, you're already in a lot of trouble with your state insurance. They want to know why you're driving around in a motorcycle and schlepping a boat to go water skiing. How old are you?
58.
58 years old. I'm a lot older than you are. And you know what I am, Mr. Sprague? Still working.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
It just doesn't seem right that, you know,
it's
I have
not
all
right.
the, you
hey,
know.
It's not right. That doesn't make a lawsuit. You know what these two people are about. He gets paid in cash under the table, and that's how he's been taking care of the bills, because even though you're divorced, according to what I read, you were living together
Correct.
For a while as roommates. Mm-hmm. So you know he gets paid under the table. You know he doesn't pay any taxes, because that's what he's done. You know he does work for your family also, and he needs it a little bit, and for that he's also going to get paid under the table. And that was okay when he paid the bills with that money. So you know what?
Well, he didn't really pay any bills, but...
Listen to me. If he didn't pay any bills when you were living together, and you knew that he was working for 2 years, then he must have been providing some other service.
He was actually there to help me through, my mother passed away, and to help with my daughter because I was having a rough time dealing with that. So he was actually there to help me with my child.
So he provided some service, and if you didn't force him to contribute something to his living situation, that would be your problem. But you're a big girl, and you know the score. All right. You buy a used car at your own peril. Goodbye. Thank you.
Excuse you, they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
They scammed me and they got away with it.
The vehicle was in excellent condition when we gave it to her, so what she's done to it is her own doing.
Now I'm stuck with a car that I can't even drive anymore and out a bunch of money.
She brought it back after like a month, had a huge damage in the right front corner where the bumper was all torn up. She'd gone over a parking curb.
Never buy a car without getting a bill of sale and or receipts for things that have been done to it.
12-year-old car, 147,000 miles. Take it easy like I used it with my family. It'll run forever.